to Pakistan now, and what we're learning from U.S. diplomatic cables released by WikiLeaks. The dispatches suggest that despite billions of dollars in U.S. assistance to the country's civilian government, it is Pakistan's army that appears to be in charge. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The army is where the power lies in Pakistan, according to defense analyst Aisha Siddiqa, because the army has long projected itself as the ego of the nation, and Pakistan as the frontier of Islam. She says anyone seen to be challenging the military,
or the military's national narrative, is then considered as anti-nationalist, as an enemy of the state, considered as operating on the other side.
What WikiLeaks reveals is the contempt Pakistan's military has for the country's civilian leadership. According to classified cables, the Army Chief, General Ashfaq Kiani, told U.S. Ambassador Ann Patterson that as much as he dislikes President Asif Ali Zardari and hinted last year he may have to oust him, Kiani distrusts the opposition leader Nawaz Sharif even more.
It means that he doesn't trust the two most important politicians in Pakistan, Zardari and Nawaz Sharif.
Journalist Rahimullah Yousafzai.
Which means he will be unable to work with them. Does not augur well for Pakistani democracy, for Pakistani state. He will like to have his own way.
Like many, Yousafzai is angered to learn from WikiLeaks how Pakistani leaders confided their innermost thoughts to an American ambassador.
She's holding a court, people coming in and out, telling her stories, she's taking notes, you know, and she's passing it on.
Mushahed Hussain leads one of Pakistan's Muslim League parties. He says the Americans come off as hypocritical for listening to the army chief talk about overthrowing the president and not protesting.
It seems the Americans are quite blasé about their relationship with an elected government or an elected head of state, shall we say.
According to the leaked documents, President Zardari was so worried about the army killing him that he made elaborate plans to install his sister in power if he were to die. The army chief quipped, she'd make a better president than her brother. Commentator and nuclear physicist Pervez Hoodboy notes that Zardari makes every effort not to antagonize the military. For example, he says he agreed to resign as the head of the Nuclear Command Authority.
He meekly submitted. He said, who do you want as the head? And they said, well, we'll take the prime minister. He said, all right, take him. Now, that's the level of subservience that we have to the Pakistani military. What this says is that we are very far away from democracy.
Aisha Siddiqa says the military doesn't need to stage a coup d'etat. It's deploying the issue of corruption to corrode the public stature of the civilian leadership. President Zardari was already known as Mr. 10% for his dubious handling of contracts when his late wife Benazir Bhutto was in power. Siddiqa says the army has deftly turned the president's tarnished image to its advantage.
Once you let people, you divert their attention towards that, it doesn't take a lot for the military to control the national security policy, the foreign policy, the defense policy. All major issues are controlled by the military.
Retired Brigadier Saad Mohammed says unless the civilian government ends what he calls mega corruption, the army may have no choice but to stop it.
If the situation comes to a pass where there's a total deadlock and the existence of the country is at stake, then I'm afraid Mr. Kiani or General XYZ, he will intervene.
For the Americans, General Kiani is not prepared to make the concessions they would like, at least not now. He has rebuffed U.S. pleas to launch a ground operation against the alphabet soup of militants based in Pakistan's border area, including the Haqqani network. Pakistan trusts the Haqqanis to help protect Islamabad's interests in Afghanistan. In the memos exposed by WikiLeaks, Ambassador Patterson laments no amount of enhanced assistance would persuade Pakistan to abandon these groups. Aisha Siddiqa says the Pakistani army will not compromise.
And in fact, Pakistani military has built this immense capacity to break bread with the Americans during the day and sleep with the Taliban at night.
That problem will continue to preoccupy the Americans in the coming year. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.